This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. It's a given that a film or a play will have a director, and when dance is involved, a choreographer. But when performers get up close and personal, they often need more focused guidance. That guidance comes from those trained in intimacy direction and fight direction. These are whole fields of expertise unto themselves, and my guest today practices both. Rocio Mendez is fight and intimacy director for two current productions at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Macbeth and Jane Eyre. I asked her how she learned these crafts.
Yeah, I trained in stage combat, including high school. I went to Performing Arts High School in New York City. Also went to Harlem School of the Arts for after-school curricular, where we also had stage combat and did shows with stage combat. Actually, my first professional show ever was Macbeth. I played the second witch. Isn't that crazy?
Full circle.
Full circle. And then college, stage combat. And I went to an acting conservatory, American Musical and Dramatic Academy, which required us to take stage combat and dance and movement. I've been doing stage combat since I was basically 13.
Fascinating. What drew you to it?
What drew me to it, honestly, was probably my father, because he was obsessed with action movies when I was a kid. So I grew up on like Chuck Norris, Bruce Lee, Steven Seagal, all these kind of old school 70s and 80s badass dudes. He just would constantly have it running at home. He was in the army. So I just grew up with loving action movies and martial arts movies. I also did martial arts as a kid, like some karate. And then as I got older, I decided to like experiment. And I've trained in kung fu, karate, taekwondo, and muay thai.
What do you like about that, doing martial arts?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's something about it, aside from making me feel strong and like healthy and fit. I know there's something really fun about it. You have to improv. You learn these moves and then you got to figure it out, particularly if you're training to fight or sparring at all, which I think is really fun. And there's also like this really awesome level of respect and honor in martial arts that I really admire too. You know, it just makes me happy.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Making money from it. That's wonderful.
I know.
I would wish that for everybody.
I know. Who would have thunk it?
So let's hear a clip from the current production of Macbeth at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. We'll hear Macbeth and Macduff in mortal combat. The actors are Kevin Kennerly and Jason Wright. Can you set the scene up for us?
Sure. Essentially, Macduff finally finds Macbeth at a war scene battle where they're trying to take over the castle. And Macbeth has been avoiding Macduff because the witches have told him to avoid him if he wants to stay in power. But they finally meet, and this is the final battle between Macbeth and Macduff to see if he stays in power.
That was a bit of the infamous sword fight in Macbeth running through this fall at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. So that definitely creates the illusion of real violence. In a scene like this, are you choreographing moves pretty unilaterally, or how much collaboration is there between you and the director or the actors?
There's collaboration between all of us from the start. Now, the director, depending on the situation, I'm going to talk about this specific situation. Mm-hmm. So the director, Evren Ochkin, and I had many conversations on how we wanted this fight to go. And essentially, we set up storytelling. We wanted to make sure both characters looked like they were excellent fighters. We wanted to make the audience be sort of on their toes and on their feet of like, who's going to win this fight? You know, like, he's good and he's good, and they're kicking each other's asses. And we wanted it to go up and down, where like it looks like Macbeth might win, it looks like Macduff might win. And we sort of just like laid that order out in terms of storytelling within the fight. And then when it came down to the actual choreography of the fight, me and the associate fight director, Carla Pantoja, We did come in with choreography because we had very minimal rehearsal time. So we wanted to expedite it a little bit by having a plan we could deviate from, you know? For example, Kevin would be like, that actually is a little bit uncomfortable for me. Can I do it like this? And I would be like, okay, yeah, do it like that. You know, and again, it's something that was happening naturally in his body anyway. So we let that happen. Same with Jason. He would be like, actually, it'll be really cool if I tried it like this because it feels more natural to me. And we will adjust for what felt best for the actor. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones doing it, you know, four nights a week for months and months at a time. I want to make sure it's sustainable in their body.
Exactly.
So I try to for it to be as collaborative as possible, as long as we're sticking to the story that the director would like and that we created together.
Safety is an obvious concern with stage combat. So when you're choreographing a fight scene, how do you accomplish that?
Safety? Mm-hmm. Well, I think first it's needing to be very, very, very specific and starting very, very slow. For example, what you see in the show Macbeth when you watch it is not how we start it, right? We start by being like, why don't you try hitting to the left bicep nice and slowly, boom. See, try hit to the left thigh, boom. And like slowly but surely it gets a little bit faster and a little bit faster and a little bit faster. So it feels like it's real when it's all completely choreographed and safe choreography.
Do you find that most actors take to that naturally, or is it a whole new set of movements that they need to learn?
Yeah, unfortunately not, no. Every actor's different. Thankfully, the actors that were cast in Macbeth, for the most part, have movement and fight experience. So it's not completely new to them. But we did have some actors where it was completely new to them. Mm. And they, you know, they're starting from scratch. So I personally think it's my job as a fight director to make everyone look good, no matter their skill level. So I'm going to do whatever I can to do moves that are like a little bit more fluid in their bodies to make them look good, whether they have experience or not. So it seems like they're an experienced fighter in the show that they're doing.
For those of you just joining us, this is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney, and my guest is Rocio Mendez. We're talking about her work as fight and intimacy director in the 2024 season of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Do you find yourself tailoring moves to the specific actor based on what they kind of got?
Yeah, that's something that I try to do, because if they do something naturally, it's just going to look better. Right. Like the way my body moves isn't necessarily going to look the same on another individual body. So even though I might come up with some moves that I look really good doing and I have an idea for, if that actor, as we're doing it, says, hey, actually, I feel more comfortable when I go towards it to the right instead of the left, I'm usually like, yeah, do it, because that's something they feel natural. It's their instinct, and I want them to feel comfortable and, again, make them look good on the stage.
And other than safety, the obvious concern, are there any other concerns or other techniques that you need to teach?
Safety is number one, no matter what. If there's anything that could cause potential harm or danger that I see, I change it as soon as possible to make sure that there's no risk of injury or of someone getting hurt, which unfortunately sometimes it does. You know, at the end of the day, nobody's perfect. Accidents happen. We're human beings. And sometimes people do get hurt or injured, which is unfortunate.
What usually causes that? Just misjudging a distance between two characters?
Yeah, it could be that. It could be sometimes it's just like nervousness. Mm. And then, you know, a wrong move is made. Sometimes people just forget, right? Like, people forget lines. People forget choreography. Like, again, we're all human, so mistakes happen. You know, someone steps a certain way when they were supposed to step the other way. Someone swings a sword a certain way when they were supposed to do it other way. And we do teach as much as we can, you know, safety protocols. For example, when you wield a sword, there's something called casting. When you go to supposedly hit a person, let's say I'm going to hit your arm with a sword and you're going to block it or parry it, there's a technique called casting where you go for the hit, the attack, but you actually cast it forward as opposed to trying to go through the body. So they're like techniques to prevent people from actually hitting each other.
And you have such an extensive background in different martial arts. Do you ever find yourself pulling moves from those, I guess you would call them disciplines? Or?
Yeah, all the time. Mm. Actually, in Macbeth, there's a part where even though Macduff is wielding two swords, I pulled from Kali and Extrema Sticks, which is a Filipino martial art. So I made, even though it's two swords, I created something that is would happen originally with Kali sticks, just because I thought it would be a fun move to do, you know. So, yeah, I pull from my background all the time.
Very interesting. I want to pivot now to your other duty this season at OSF. That's intimacy director for Jane Eyre. Mm. So Charlotte Bronte's original book is considered one of the first feminist novels. It was published in 1847. And the clip that we have actually gives a glimpse into that literally fierce independence. Mm. So here's the marvelous Jenny Greenberry in the starring role. She's trying to fend off the advances of Mr. Rochester, played passionately by Armando McLean. This is from the current production of Jane Eyre at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Let me go!
Be still, Jane. Don't struggle like a frantic wild bird.
I am no bird, and no net ensnares me. I am a free human being with an independent will, which I now use to leave you.
And your will shall decide your destiny. I offer you my hand, my heart, and a share of all my possessions. Come, Jane, come hither.
Your bride stands between us.
My bride is here, because my equal is here. And my likeness. Jane, will you marry me?
That was a clip from the current OSF production of Jane Eyre, directed by Don Monique Williams. A different kind of a struggle there. So for listeners at home, what's going on physically in the scene and how did you approach staging it?
What's happening physically in the scene is Jane is essentially torn with Rochester because she's in love but has found out that he has a wife. So in the scene, physically, she's basically trying to get away from him, but doesn't want to. So there's a little bit of a back and forth physically because Jane wants to kind of get out of there, mm-hmm. but also wants to stay. She's torn. And essentially, he ends up grabbing her and like kind of trying to hold her. And I believe his hands are around her waist and her back is to his chest. And she eventually makes him get off of her. And then towards the end, when he asks her to marry him, she says yes. And then they kiss, and everyone's so happy.
Yes.
And it's their first kiss in the show, so it's like everybody's been waiting for it,
yes.
You know?
After the marriage proposal. So this is such a different scene that, you know, we hear about sometimes in the movies sometimes where nudity is involved and lovemaking on camera in front of a set. You know, that's its own thorny situation, I think.
Sure is.
What was a different challenge for this? You know, obviously more subtle.
Actually, this could be a little challenging too. Like, so he says, his line is, stop prancing like a frantic bird or something like that. So when we were first doing it, it was a little bit of a struggle trying to figure out what he meant by that. Does this mean that she's pulling away like from an arm? Like how is she like a frantic bird? How can we physically do what he's describing?
Yeah, you have to interpret the text a little.
Yeah, a little bit. So we experimented with a lot of things. We probably did like 3 or 4 different kind of versions of what this frantic bird kind of thing could be and settled on what we settled on in the show. But it took a while for us to get there, you know, because we wanted it to make sense.
Good goal.
Yeah. So, you know, it just sometimes it just takes a little bit of play and a little bit of patience and like accepting failure and mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so like life.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can see Jane Eyre and Macbeth on stage through October at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Thanks for tuning in to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney, and my guest was Fight and Intimacy Director Rocio Mendez. You can listen to more episodes of The Creative Way at jeffexchange.org, and please consider subscribing on your favorite podcast platform.
And that's it for the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Angela Decker. Big thanks to Andrew Crackle, who's engineering the show. Have a great weekend.